This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden in the United Kingdom, where he will be meeting with Prime Minister of Britain, Boris Johnson, later today on his first overseas trip that includes high-level talks with other Western heads of state at the G7 summit, and next week a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The White House early today said that Biden would be announcing a U.S. program to buy 500 million more doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to donate to 92 low- and lower-middle-income countries and the African Union over the next year. The U.S. plan calls for the donation of 200 million doses, enough to fully vaccinate 100 million people by the end of this year, with the remainder sent overseas the first half of next year. White House also said Biden would call on other world democracies to do their part in contributing to the global supply of safe and effective vaccines. Well, Australia continues to recommend AstraZeneca for people over 50, despite a 52-year-old woman dying of brain blood clots blamed on the vaccine. The death confirmed today is the second fatality in Australia to be blamed from the 3.6 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine administered in the country since March. The first was a 48-year-old woman who died back in April. The chief medical officer, Paul Kelly, said AstraZeneca remained the recommended vaccine for people over 50 because of the reduced risk of the rare clotting with age. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Uganda hospitals say that they have been overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients as a second wave of the coronavirus sweeps through the country through late May and earlier this month. Uganda has regularly been reporting some of its highest daily case totals since the beginning of the pandemic. The president responding to the rise in cases by imposing restrictions on traveling within the country. As of Thursday, Uganda have reported more than 55,000 infections, 392 deaths linked to COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. Police say a dilapidated building collapse following a heavy monsoon rain in the western Indian city of Mumbai, killing at least 11 people, injuring seven others late Wednesday. A police spokesman said Thursday rescuers were clearing debris to see if there are any residents possibly trapped in that building. Heavy monsoon rain during the day had flooded several parts of the city that is India's financial and entertainment capital. Building collapses are common in India during June through September monsoon season, when heavy rains weaken the foundations of structures that are poorly built. In South Korea, authorities say a five-story building being demolished in the southern part of the country collapsed Wednesday, sending debris falling onto a bus, killing four people in that incident. Officials in Afghanistan said Wednesday gunmen assaulted the office of an international charity clearing landmines in the country, killing at least 10 people, injuring more than a dozen others. The deadly attack on Britain-based Hollow Trust camp occurred in the northern Baghlan province, the scene of fierce fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents. A Taliban spokesperson denied its involvement, saying the area where the assault took place was not controlled by insurgents. The deadly attack on the Afghan miners came as the Taliban have intensified battleground operations across the country and captured more than 14 districts. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.